Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here in the house of God at St. John's Christian Church. It's a blessing to see all of you, and if you are visiting with us, we pray your blessing, blessing of the Spirit upon you this day. A couple of announcements to share. The search committee, for an update from the search committee, they will begin to have Zoom calls with Shepherd staff, so they have been in the process of seeking and finding candidates. And Nikki Wise and David Stuckey, as co-chairs of the committee, and I will have a Zoom call weekly on Tuesdays for the search committee. And then the search committee is meeting next Saturday, and hopefully we'll have more to share after that. If you look in your bulletin on page 6, there are 4 announcements there, an aspect about the community info event, and so be looking at those, please. We're into a new month, the month of November. The mission of the month is Fulton County Christmas Cheer, and there's information on that in the on the insert in the bulletin. So please read that over, and we'll have a special announcement about the cheer either next Sunday or the Sunday after. And I believe that is all I was going to share as we begin our service of worship with our call to worship. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Are you all breathing? So we have breath to praise the Lord.
And Psalm 150, verse 6 says exactly that. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. We invite you to join in our call to worship if you feel led.
Psalm 138 is a song of praise. It's a psalm where God acknowledges God's saving hope through his times of trouble and against his foes. So hear this word from Psalm 138. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down towards your holy temple and praise your name for your love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. When I called, you answered me. You made me bold and stout-hearted. May all the kings of the earth praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. May they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is on high, he looks upon the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. Let us bow in prayer. Faithful God, we enter into your presence with thanksgiving, so, so grateful for your unfailing love and faithfulness. We are grateful for your answers to our prayers. When we are tired and weary, you give us strength to go on. When we find ourselves in trouble, you are present, guiding us through. We are filled with praise, offering you the worship of our hearts and lives. Open our eyes to see and know you are here in our midst. Open our ears to recognize your voice. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Our opening song is called God is on the Move. And there's a verse in Acts 17, verse 28. If it sounds familiar, you may say it with me. It says, "For in him we live and move and have our being." In uncertainty and in chaos, God is actively working in people's lives. He can transform and change hearts. We ask you to rise if you're able and join us in God is on the Move.
I know. So this song centers around an expression of worship, inspiring individuals to shout their adoration and love for God. Throughout the verses, the lyrics depict the vastness and greatness of the Lord, emphasizing his sovereignty and the overwhelming power of his love. The song encourages listeners not only to praise God for what he has done in their lives, but also to proclaim his greatness to the ends of the earth. Let us sing "Shout to the North."
Should we invite the rest of them to come forward? Yeah. I invite children to come forward for the children's message. Do you know what this is?
A speaker.
A speaker.
A microphone.
A microphone. It has a speaker. I think it has a microphone. Do you know what it's called?
A radio.
A radio. A radio. See, I don't have a radio. Yeah, this is the fourth one in the church I found that actually worked, because we just don't use these things anymore. I go to my workshop and I just say, "Alexa, play," and I give her a song and she plays it for me, or on my truck. But this is a radio, and you know how it works?
No.
Guess what? You got to have it plugged in, and you turn this thing on. And then you turn this up. Uh-oh. That's the problem. I hit the wrong one. We are now out of tune. What do you hear? That's called static. All right. Whoa. Then you always have to be careful what's on the radio. This is tuned to 96.1. And earlier when I tuned it on, I was listening to David Stuckey because he shared last week. And we have that radio program. And so you can hear. See, there's the volume. And if they're static, you have to use this antenna so that you get it tuned in. All right? And we'll turn that off. Maybe I'm the only one that heard what he said, so I have to listen to that sermon later. That radio has a tuning knob and it has the antenna. And the tuning knob helps us get a very clear station so we can listen. Hi there. And in faith, we have the tuning knob and the antenna. The tuning knob is our ability to not be distracted when we are reading the Bible or praying. And the antenna is God's Holy Spirit, that when we are praying or reading the Bible, we want to focus in on God. And we have to take away all the static, the distractions of the world, and just read and pray in the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. So it kind of works like that radio. So if you find yourself reading the Bible at home and you get distracted by somebody else that's there, or you start to smell dinner cooking, that might be a distraction. You have to really focus hard on what you're reading or out there praying, okay? You don't know how to cook? I don't either. I know a little bit. I'm sure that you'll be able to cook in a couple of years, okay?
When I'm a grown-up, I will.
When you're a grown-up, you will, yes. And so we have to tune in and pay attention to God when he talks to us. Let's pray. Lord, as these children grow, and Lord, we help pray that as they grow in faith and even learn how to cook, Lord, may we just tune in to your voice as we read Scripture and as we pray. We thank you for the guidance of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Coming to our time of prayer this morning, if you can see the concerns to be praying about on the back of the bulletin, Debbie Russell fell and broke her elbow and has had surgery and is recovering from that. Sheila Short texted me yesterday asking for traveling prayers. So she was on a plane yesterday, and I talked to Brad, and she is at Roop Rehab now, so closer back to home. And then continue to pray for the rest on the list. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, Lord of creation and Lord of life, in our prayer this morning, we seek courage to worship you with our whole selves. For to do so may change us. Lord, we pray for that courage. We pray that you would fill us and that you would shelter us when we fear the seeming emptiness of our own silence. We pray that you would prompt us and guide us when futility and frustration threaten to paralyze us in thought and emotion. Guide us that we may be your living, loving hands and feet, instruments of your will and instruments of your plans. Lord God, cause us to be mindful of our connectedness to you and to all of your creation through the mighty presence of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for people in need of healing. We pray for Debbie and Sheila, for Mary Ellen and Alice, for Diane and Jack and Monty and Larry. We pray for all those that you know that are in need of healing. We pray for your strength and for your peace. Lord, we pray for leaders in need of direction. We pray that the leaders of the church, the leaders of our community and state and nation and world, that those leaders would seek you and turn to you and would be led by your will and your spirit. Lord, we pray for lives in need of caring, an encouraging word, friendship and fellowship, presence of family and friends. And God, may the whole world today know a moment of living with purpose and enthusiasm and courage. And we pray that such moments will grow and will multiply for your glory and the peace of your people. Unite us in our time of worship as we pray together the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
This morning's sermon scripture is taken from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is the leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. This is God's holy word.
In Hebrews 13, verses 15 and 16, it says, with Jesus' help, we will continually offer our sacrifice of praise to God by telling others of the glory of his name. Don't forget to do good and to share what you have with those in need, for such sacrifices are very pleasing to him. Please join us as we sing, We Are an Offering.